first of all, very briefly, we lived with Sue's parents.
In Fallowfield?
Yeah. But not for very long.
That was for a week.
And my father found us a flat in Blincoe Grove, which was the bottom half of the house.
Right, this.
£5.2 and £6 a week. So we moved in there, it was furnished.
Which house was that?
122.
Opposite the school, pretty well, 122. And
it was nice.
I was working at Strangeways, and so I used to bike there, and every morning I would bike all around these streets looking out for sale boards, because what I discovered was that you could get a mortgage and pay roughly what we were paying rent there to buy a house, just about. And one day I went past next door, where Olive now lives, and the for sale board was on. And so I ran up quickly. It was Hockey's.
They're such pretty houses.
And
those
somebody had died,
houses.
And the family wanted to sell it off, and it was in disgusting state. It had been let as two flats, and a girl was still living with a child downstairs.
And it was filthy.
But it was, they wanted 3,000 quid for it. And this, I saw it on the Friday, and we went and had a look. And over the weekend we thought about it, and on Monday I phoned them up and said, I'll give you £27.50, and they were keen to sell it, and they accepted it. End of story. I mean, buying a house in those days was so easy.
You can get a council mortgage, is what we had to begin with.
You could get 90% council mortgage, because we had no money.
And often at a fixed rate, too.
Yeah, it was Cambridge Buildings. No, eventually we got one in Cambridge Buildings Society, but that's when
they stopped doing...
Yeah. So we bought next door?
No, we lived next door, where Olive lives now. That was the first house. And this house was lived in by a lovely lady who lived on her own. She had looked after her mother, and she died. And she taught art at what was then the County Girls' School, which is now the Long Road sixth form, called, her name was Millicent Wusterholm. And she was lovely. And we loved this house. Living next door, you get to see it. And you see, this has got the side passage and this wall that goes right down to the bottom. Because that wall, there was originally one big house where the flats are now.
Oh, this is what you were talking about.
And this was, you know, yeah. So they, when they developed it, they left the wall, fortunately.
But these were built in 1903,
this one.